This is the Millennial Movement Podcast, delivering you the most exclusive insights from the top entrepreneurs and influencers from around the world. Hosted by business owner and influencer, Ricky Nguyen. Now on to the show.
Yo, what's up, guys? You are now tuning into the Millennial Movement. I'm your host, Ricky Nguyen, and this is the dopest business podcast. Guys, today we have a legend on the show, author of four books, owns Canada's largest salsa dance studio, and is Forbes World Top 40 Social Media Marketing Talents, Evan Carmichael. Evan, how you doing today, man?
Appreciate the love, man. That's some fire energy.
I appreciate it. It's an honor to have you on the show today, man. Hope everything's going well.
I love it, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, but I heard you just had back surgery, like, you know, a while back. So, you know, but kind of before we get into that, how's everything going? You know, how are you moving forward? But how's that been going?
So I broke my neck in two spots when I was on my tour earlier this year. I actually was able to avoid spinal surgery, which was a blessing. They gave me a 100% chance of having to go have spinal surgery. Mm-hmm. And I said, let me just take my chance and see what happens. And the follow-up visit said I don't need to have surgery. So yeah, I'm still going through rehab, trying to fix my neck, but thankfully don't need to have surgery.
That's good. So everything's feeling better. Everything's feeling well and everything.
Getting there, working there every day, man.
Well, hopefully that's good, man. Hopefully, you know, you keep moving forward, man. But kind of open up to the show a little bit, you know, for my audience who don't know who you are, could you tell them a little bit more about yourself and what you do as well?
What do you like about what I do?
Everything. I love the We Believe movement, man. Like the We Believe, like everything I see, you know, just kind of like who you have, but, you know, people that you spoke with as well. Just kind of really like, you know, that's one thing that really kind of, you know, really wanted me to pursue this interview. You know, that's why I was really passionate about, you know, who you speak with, but what you do, you know, kind of like learning about the circle of potential. You know, that's one thing I learned from, you know, watching and understanding your page, but just, you know, the social media benefits side of it as well, too.
I love it, man. I appreciate it. I think honestly, you know, I could give my intro, but then it's the same intro that I give everybody.
For sure.
To have unique content. So whatever you love about what I do, I think that's the best intro. Call me a pink elephant. I'm good to go, man.
I feel like, you know, kind of, I want you kind of more, you know, deep into a topic of, like, you know, the circle potential, like what that really is about, you know, for the people that don't know, you know, that's something, like I said, I learned from watching your page, but kind of, you know, reading more about it as well. So kind of explain what the circle of potential is.
So I'm on a mission to help untap human potential. Mm-hmm. I think everybody's got Michael Jordan level talent at something. Like everybody listening, you could be the best in the world at something. What is it? I don't know. You got to find it, right? That's you're on the millennial movement. Let's go. That's part of the process. Right?
I love it.
So it's figuring out, one, believing that you have Michael Jordan level talent at something, believing that you actually are the best in the world at something. And then if you believe it, then waking up every day and chasing it down. And so on the circle of potential, I kind of walk through what are the steps you can go through to figure that out. One starts with self-awareness, figuring out your most important core value, and then living a life based off of that. Then moving down into getting mentorship and expressing yourself and, you know, doing the daily habits and rituals, modeling success, the pieces. But for the most part, people don't actually think that they're the best in the world at anything. And that's the biggest part of belief that I'm trying to plant.
Why do you think, you know, like, because I understand what you're saying, you know, like, because you said, like, you know, it's the most untapped human potential that we have. So, like, you know, why don't you think, like, you know, more people have the confidence, but, you know, everyone has that Michael Jordan ability in them. Does that make sense?
Because who are you listening to?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who did you grow up with? Do your parents or teachers feel like they have Michael Jordan level talent at something?
No, but, you know, they always push me to kind of be the best at what I be, you know.
No, but, and that's awesome. Yeah. And you have great parents, but for most, yes, why most people, that's it. Who are you taking advice from? You're taking life advice from people who don't love their life. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to plant a seed. I'm trying to be a force for good. I think, and maybe it's for your listeners, if Ricky every day is dropping fire that makes you believe in yourself more, awesome. Then listen to Ricky and his guests every day. Put that in your ears. I think most people settle because the people around them settled. Mm-hmm. And I think talking to millennial audience, so I was born in 1980. I'm the first year of millennials. So I'm the grandfather.
Hey. You're like the OG. You're like the OG of my generation.
First, I'm the OG, man. I was the very first millennial. And so where you are doesn't have to be where you end up. What your parents do doesn't have to be what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is going to be what you start filling your head with. Most people would rather be entertained than educated. Most people would rather binge on Netflix instead of try to make their life better. You run away from a life that you don't like instead of actually trying to make your life better. And then once you're on the right path of education, then, okay, what are you going to do? Let's see you take some action. So I'm trying to plant a seed. So whatever gets you that feeling of boldness, of confidence, of belief, if it's listening to Ricky's show every day, again, great. Like, put that in your ear every day. You need it. Because the influences that are in your life right now that are around you, chances are you are currently the most ambitious person around you, physically around you.
Understandable. Yeah. And I think, you know, it kind of relates to two points that's kind of like the circle of potential that I kind of want to bring up. It's like, you know, the two that kind of really stood out to me the most was mentoring and accountability. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing, you know, my parents always taught me, because my parents were, you know, immigrants, you know, the immigrant story, come over here with no money, couldn't speak English. So when I was around 5 years old, they opened their own franchise business. So, you know, kind of seeing them, you know, build their own business from the ground up and kind of just kind of made a franchise around it, but kind of built their empire. I was like, all right, it made me learn from them, but having mentors around me, like, I need to have that circle of people that could always support me, but, you know, uplift me, but to move me up, you know, one step after another, but also accountability, because, you know, at times, you know, even for ourselves, you know, I know for me, definitely, you know, accountability is one of the biggest things. You know, sometimes we say, I could do this, I could do this, I could do all the work by myself, but then at sometimes we burn out, but we don't take accountability for ourselves, but make sure we have those people around us. Could you agree?
Yeah, and I think accountability, so mentorship for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you learned a lot from your parents as to how to be a human. I'm sure you got a lot of core values of how to treat people from your parents, and that's a blessing. But chances are your ambitions are bigger than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to just own a franchise, right?
Yeah, of
and
course.
I'm not disrespecting what your parents are doing, just you have bigger ambitions.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And that they're for them moving over, coming from Asia, maybe it was just, hey, I want to have a better life for my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe they came over for you.
Yeah.
Great. Now you've got to go off and make something way better, way bigger, right? So who are your next level mentors? Who are the next level people that you're going to hang with? Mm-hmm. That's why I make my content, because I believe in aspirational mentors as well. So not just the people that you meet face-to-face, but the people that you can learn from on podcasts, on videos. I've got Oprah in my ear and Elon Musk in my ear and Steve Jobs in my ear every day for the content that I'm making on my channel.
That's crazy.
They lift me up.
Yeah.
Because in my circle, and this is the problem for high achievers, ambitious people, chances are in your circle, everybody's praising you.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky, you're on your path. You're doing this podcast. You got these guests coming on your show. You're starting to hit it. How are you doing it? Mm-hmm. And it can, it's awesome. Makes you feel great. The biggest thing that you need is somebody to tell you that you suck.
Yeah, just kind of put you in check at time to time.
Yeah, like, Ricky, come on, dude. You're way more talented than what you're putting out. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Not that you suck as a human, but that you just have more potential in you.
Mm-hmm.
This is the
people realize it, then sometimes you do yourself that, how much potential you have, but you just kind of need that accountability. Like you said, people need to put you in check at times to keep, you know, like you said, take that potential out of you, you know, bring it to life.
If you ever find somebody like that in person, then you want to hold on to that person.
For real. For sure. For sure.
Who's going to say, Ricky, man, I love you. Mm-hmm. You're doing great work, but you suck, man. Like, you should be doing way more.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I actually want those type of people around me, because, like, it pisses me off. But it's like, at the time, it's like, I can understand what they're saying just because they want to make me a better person, but a better human being as well.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about the haters who just say, hey, Ricky, you suck.
Right? Of course, yeah, yeah. Not just the haters, yeah.
Like, dude, like, you're compared to what you could be doing. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Like,
it's like, it's kind of like in a motivational way.
Yeah, push forward.
Where'd you get your drive from? Like, where'd you get your drive from at an early age, and how did, like, you know, the We Believe movement and everything kind of become about?
Well, your purpose comes from your pain. Mm-hmm. So whatever you struggled with the most is the thing that you want to help other people with, and that never gets old. So I struggled with entrepreneurship so much at the beginning. I struggled. I mean, I had nobody. I was borderline depressed. I was too embarrassed and ashamed. I was making no money. I'm making $300 a month. It's just super struggling.
Yeah.
And the worst day of my life was when I quit on my business partner. And so your purpose comes from your pain. Whatever you struggle with the most is what you want to help other people with. So I then now for the past 20 years have been helping out entrepreneurs.
Okay. So, like, you say you struggle with entrepreneurs at first. So, like, how did you kind of like after that, like learn, you know, the, I would say the game, but you know, the strategies to, for entrepreneurship as well. Did you surround yourself with mentors, you know, masterminds group, or what did you do to kind of keep moving forward, like to the stuff that you have now? Because if people look at you and say, wow, Evan, you're on world tours, you wrote books, you know, Forbes top 40, like, you know, how, it's not like, it's not an overnight thing. So like, you know, if that one failure, you know, it's not just a failure, but to use like an obstacle, it's like, okay, from this point, I'm going to keep moving forward.
So this is where you need to surround yourself with more successful people. Mm-hmm. You need to hack your learning. So I learn best through what I call the aspirational mentors. So I look at Oprah's story. The first one I looked at was Bill Gates. This is the thing that saved my company. How did Bill Gates get started? He had a software company. I had a software company. What can I learn from his success and apply it to my company? And ever since then, I've been trying to model other people to see what I can learn. But what you notice is they had a bunch of failures along the way, and they started small and just kept going. The unsuccessful people take one shot, and then they say, well, I suck at that, and I'm never going to take another shot. Where the successful people have multiple failures at the beginning, but they keep getting up and keep going. Mm-hmm. And so however the best way for you to learn it, I learn it best through video. So that's why I have my channel, and I make my content for me, Evan Carmichael, and then I share it with my audience, and thankfully enough people like it that I can build a business off of it. Mm-hmm. But if nobody liked it, I would still be doing it for myself, because that for me is the ultimate entrepreneur university, my channel. So I make it selfishly for myself.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, your page is actually one of them pages like I look forward to look into like kind of every day, because you know, like there's some motivation, but like the content that you put out is like, they're so creative. I kind of see in a genius aspect, like, you know, be honest, like, how the hell does he make this type of content? It's like, it's so creative to me. I'm like, but I want to learn, but like, I'm picking and parting just to kind of like see your creativity to kind of, you know, implement into my own strategy as well as like to kind of learn from, you know, what you do as well.
I mean, I appreciate that. And it's a responsibility. I know a lot of people set their schedule and have me as a part of their daily routine. And so that's a responsibility.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to lie. I got my notifications on.
Well, like, I think of that. Like, if I don't make a video, Ricky's not going to have a video to watch today.
Yeah, for sure.
And listen, you'll go somewhere else. Awesome. You'll go to Eric Thomas or Gary Vee or some awesome. But, but you know, believing that the work you do is important, even for you, your show, like, it's never as big as you want it to be. My channel is never as big as I want it to be. You always want more impact and reach and listeners. But people listen to your show, and it changes them, and it makes them think, and it's a part of their life. And if you stop making it or you don't give it your all, you're cheating them. And that's the conversation I have in my head before I get on and start making videos. Mm.
So with working with so many people, you know, what is, you know, one common characteristics that you see that they all share, you know, for others to follow as well?
I mean, belief is my one word, but I see it in all of the content that I'm making. The people who believe in themselves are the ones who go off and take action. It's why I'm trying to spread more belief. I just want to plant a seed. Some people are ready to hear the message and to go all in. Mm-hmm. Some people, they're really resistant, but you just plant a seed and then you start to crack that armor a little bit.
Yeah. But sometimes that seed could take a long time, you know, to build up into a root or to a tree, because, you know, sometimes you can say, even for me, it's like, hey, Ricky, you know, I believe what you're saying, but, you know, sometimes it's hard for the journey, you know. So how would you tell someone, you know, that has that type of mindset?
I start with, you do hard. Mm-hmm. This is the thing that actually prevents a lot of ambitious, already people who are ready to hear the message. Why are you not taking the next step? Because you think it's hard. Okay, great. You do hard. You love hard. Mm-hmm. If you say hard, difficult, or scary, that's go time. Mm-hmm. That means you have to do it. Because what's the opposite? Easy, comfortable, boring. Like, if you're never scared, that means you're only doing things that are inside your comfort zone.
That are normal to you. And inside your comfort zone.
And then you hate your life, man. Mm-hmm. That's most of America.
Yeah. So you basically just kind of stepping out of your comfort zone, but just taking that risk. Like, if it doesn't scare you, then you're just staying in your comfort zone the whole time.
Right. And then, and then that starts to make sense. Okay. So now the next time you hear yourself saying difficult, scary.
It's like talking to a girl or making your first sale. It's like, once you could do it, it's like, oh, I could do it again now.
So let's go. That's go time.
For sure.
Now, if you're trying to influence the people around you, they may not be willing to listen. You know, they may not be ready. They may not be on their path yet.
Yeah.
best thing you can do is not just come over the head and just keep hitting them and say, hey, you got to do this. And that will make them shut down.
For sure.
The best thing you can do is you keep doing your thing. Mm-hmm. And then you wait for a moment, because there's going to be a moment. If you keep doing your thing, you keep shining a light, you keep spreading positivity and optimism and opportunity and launching the millennial movement, right? You keep doing that. The people around you who doubted you, at some point, they're going to have a doubt in themselves and they're going to come to you and say, hey, Ricky, man, I'm thinking about making a change.
Mm, for sure. And that's when you start.
And you keep putting out your stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, my stuff goes out every day across every platform. And people see it.
Yeah.
And it starts to infect.
Yeah.
Infect them with positivity. Just a little bit in micro dosages every day.
Yeah. Sometimes you don't, like, and I could kind of see your point, your message now, because sometimes you don't see the, you know, effect you have towards people until afterwards, and until they start reaching out to you saying, you know, how much your content means to them in a way, you know.
So here's the thing. At the start, if there's somebody really negative around you, mm-hmm. I would limit access or exposure to them.
Okay.
Just to give you your own confidence to keep moving forward, because if they're dragging you down, you can't let that happen. Mm-hmm. You're on a mission. Right, so, everybody listen. You're on a, if you're listening to this show,
you're on a mission. You're
right?
On a millennial movement mission.
You better be, or you're not listening.
Yeah.
You're tuned out. So you're on a mission. If there's somebody around you who's negative and toxic and is slowing you down, you need to either eliminate them or really reduce how much exposure they have to you. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, I want you to be able to stand in that room with anybody and have your gravitational force be so strong that they don't pull you down, you pull them up.
Okay, makes sense.
So I inject myself with so much Believe vitamin C mm-hmm. every day that if you have a cold with your negativity and you're sneezing on me, I'm not getting pulled down. If you hang around me, you are going to believe in yourself more.
So really, jealousy is like a disease, basically, when people say that.
Yeah, and it's insecurity. Like, the jealousy is based off of insecurity. They want more. And so it's not you rolling up and showing off your life.
Of course not.
It's from coming from a place of love, you know, and compassion, optimism,
of course, right? Exactly. You know, one thing I want to talk about, this is kind of a new topic, you know, that I haven't brought on, but, you know, it's kind of something I've been having a hard time understanding, you know, but what does money mean to you? Because, you know, from someone that's in that aspect, you know, and that's in that realm, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you have all these credibilities, but for someone that's on their path, you know, let's say, you know, I'm grinding, I'm hustling every day, but, you know, they want the money. They just want, you know, the short-term values. So what does it mean to you, but you could kind of shine light to, you know, younger millennials like me, for myself, but for others as well, to kind of take after, you know, from someone that's like you.
So people usually have a messed up view on money. Mm-hmm. Some people think money is everything. Some people think money is the only thing that they're selling, you know, cars, and the next person that comes in, that's my next suit. The next person that comes in, that's my next, you know, backpack, or that's my next pair of sneakers. And that's the only way they're thinking. There's another group of people who think that money is the root of all evil, that money is wrong, that you only make money by ripping people off. Neither is correct, right? Like, neither are correct. Money is a tool, and a really valuable tool. Mm-hmm. You want to build a movement? You need money. If you're a charity, you need money. You need money. It just can't be number one. So what I say about money is money needs to be in your top five. You need to figure out, if you're launching a movement, you need to figure out how I'm going to make money. Mm-hmm. It needs to be in your top five, but it's just not number one.
Speaking of like the movement as well, because it's kind of correlates to what I do, but you know what you do. So how big does social media play in today's culture, but in today's business as well?
It's everything. It's attention, man.
Really?
I think about someone like Martin Luther King. Imagine if he had YouTube. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like Bruce Lee.
It would be insane.
Bruce Lee had YouTube, are you kidding me? Right?
Yo, people would kind of watch his video all day just to learn. Because, you know, one of his favorite things, you know, if I'm not scared of a man who has 10,000 kicks and only practice once, I'm scared of a man who has one kick but practice 10,000 times.
You
watch his video, just keep going back and forth. Like, all right, now I just kind of want to mimic him. Have you seen the little kid that does the Bruce Lee with the nunchucks in the movie? That dresses up like him in the yellow suit when he was fighting Kareem?
Okay, I haven't seen it, but I hear you.
Yeah, so basically he's just watching them. He watches Bruce Lee's movie over and over again. And the whole time he mimics every action scene that he does as well, which is crazy.
Dude, if Bruce Lee was around now, he would have an IRL 24/7 Twitch stream to follow him around. Like, imagine the impact he would have. It'd be crazy.
It would be crazy. It would be ridiculous.
But listen, the people listening to this, the next Bruce Lee is listening to this show right now.
Of course. I'm hoping, you know, one day that turns out to be and they could come back and listen to this episode and say that we inspired them to do that too.
That's it, man. That's yes. It.
Yes, sir. Well, Evan, we're kind of coming to the end of the show, but before we leave, we do a takeaway with our guests. You know, what would your one advice be through the ups and downs and struggles that you had to go through and face to be where you are today?
Expect to suck at the start. Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
like,
it.
Not that you suck as a human, but your first podcast should suck.
Of course.
It should suck. If you that's what prevents so many people from starting. You expect to be great at the beginning.
Yeah.
You expect to just hit a 3-point shot the first time you pick up a basketball. It's not how it works. It's okay. It doesn't mean you suck. People take it personally. It just means you don't have the skill set yet. You don't know how to make a good podcast. You don't know how to do a jump shot yet. Mm-hmm. I think you're amazing. I think you've got Michael Jordan level talent. It's about going out and trying. And if you love it, you'll get better with the reps, with the practice. So expect to suck at the beginning. It's the best.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much, you know, for taking the time to be on the show today, man. Where can they find you at?
I mean, if you want the books, you can just go to Amazon. Otherwise, I'm Evan Carmichael on pretty much all the social platforms.
Everywhere. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to be here. This is the Millennium Movement. Until next time, we out.
You want to mess with, right? Like, and I feel the love, and I know you watch the content, and is the reason why you brought me on. Mm-hmm. Only bring people on that you have a personal connection to for some reason, and you want to pick their brain. Two, you always need to introduce the person with something of how you feel connected to them.
Yeah,
because if you ask me to introduce myself, I'm just going to give you what I tell everybody.
Yeah, for sure.
And then you get a boring episode. Because you get the same Evan that is in every...
It's kind of like the beginning of each episode. Just kind of like the same open. But like, what do you want to hear? I'm like, oh shit. Like, he just kind of put me on the spot. Like, all right. Well, it's like, dude, the first thing I want to know is like the circle potential. Like, that was one thing I want to know. It's like, all right, let's go off that and just keep going the whole time. Like, I'm back and forth just trying to keep up. I'm like, wow, this is actually super dope. But it was like something that I was saying that I haven't done with, you know, my previous guests. I was like, you know what? This is super sick. You know, one of my best episodes.
I love it, dude, man. This is it. So you always intro the guest, and don't worry if you don't hit everything on their bio. Mm-hmm. You say what you love. Like if you said, hey, I'm bringing this guest on, Evan Carmichael. I've been following this guy on YouTube. He's got all these motivational videos. But what I love is his circle of potential.
Yeah.
I want to dive. Nobody, listen, I've been doing interviews all day long. Nobody's asking about the circle of potential.
Really?
Yeah. That's Everybody crazy. Talks about the YouTube or the books or something else.
Yeah.
But this is it, man. You think a little differently than most people. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Thank you
want to lean
into
that.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
So that should be the start. Like, here's why I love this guest who's coming on.
That's one thing I wanted to kind of think about before, like, cause like last, but like, cause you know, like we've been playing this episode for a while and I know we couldn't make it work, but I'm like, you know, what do I really want to ask him? I know he's been on so many episodes, but like, I want to make it something where it's like, you know, kind of unique, but it's kind of brought to my attention. But, you know, for my audience as well, it's like, you know, that what really stood out the most when you brought that out was like people that I study as well, you know, like Eric Thomas, Tony Robbins, Gary Vee, Dale Carnegie, Robert Kiyosaki, Napoleon Hill. So it's like their potential, like, you know how Napoleon Hill, he interviewed kind of basically everyone. It was like, that's how I wanted to kind of ask you in that perspective. It's like the potential of, you know, the people, but what we have as well.
So, always start with that, because if you started your intro, listen, it's easy for me to just get in interview mode. It's all I'm doing all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you said, hey, introduce yourself to me, great. Okay, back into what I'm doing for every other podcast. If you started to say, hey, man, I love you because I watched the top 10 you did on whoever, Eric Thomas, and it changed my life, and I'm super curious about the circle potential. Let's dive into that. The first thing that comes to my head is, one, this guy has done his research, and two, I like the energy. I like this is totally different now.
I appreciate it.
Everything else that I've done. Well, but you only kind of half did it, right?
Yeah.
Now I want you to go all in for your future guests to always set up that intro for them. Mm-hmm. So one, only bring on guests that you actually want to mess with. Two, you do the intro and tell them why you love them and what you want to dive into. And then three, what I would have loved is to make it more personal to you. Mm-hmm. What are you struggling with? What is Ricky struggling with? What are you trying to do? Instead of just making it about the audience, make it about you, and in helping you, we help your audience.
For sure.
So you say, hey, Evan, I'm struggling with, I don't know. I'm afraid to be in front of the camera. I'm afraid of reaching out to people. I'm afraid of whatever. Like, however you think that I can potentially help you and then your future guests, that's what you lead with. Say, I'm a huge fan of your circle potential. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. I feel like I've got this talent, but I'm not living up to my potential.
Of course, yeah.
Help me, Evan, and figure that out. And so you make it selfish about you. Yeah. It's a free consulting coaching session for you. Mm-hmm. But in that, it ends up bringing tons of value to your audience.
For sure. I think that's one thing that I kind of want to focus on, like what you said about the circle as well. Is like, you know, one thing, like you said, is struggling. Is like, I'm kind of like, you know, I have a physical disability called Tourette's. And, you know, I've been diagnosed with it since I was 16. Had 10 years prior that I never knew about. So when I was diagnosed, you know, I was bullied in middle school, high school, elementary. But it was just a routine thing. You know, that kind of... You know, it brings a, you know, depression side, but, you know, you're kind of scared to be out and about in front of people. But now being able to be more open with my guests of, you know, with my show, kind of be able to, you know, be more expressive, but, you know, surround myself with people like, you know, open up to you and tell you about it. It's different because, you know, people are like, they're more accepted by about why I started a podcast. Because like you said, it's the millennial movement. I want to inspire people just because I have Tourette's, but inspire everyone else that, yo, go achieve your dreams. Fuck what everyone else says.
I dude, Ricky, I'm so pissed at you right now.
I'm sorry.
I'm so pissed at you because here's why. Because we're out of time now. I got to
We are.
But when I was growing up, like I had mini Tourette's.
Really?
Yeah, man. And I used to have all this weird stuff. Like I had all these facial tics.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Even now, like I twitch my ears sometimes. I had to like not step on lines on sidewalks. I would have all these crazy little tics.
OCDs. That, yeah.
Yeah. Tons of that stuff, man. And it really held me back and made me self-conscious growing up. And I don't think I have ever talked about that on anybody's show.
Really?
Ever.
Oh man. Evan. So I want to do this. If you could, it would be so much appreciated, but I want to have like, you know, a sit down interview in person one day, like a future episode and do this. I'm based in South Carolina, Florence, South Carolina.
I'm coming to South Carolina. Nina, when am I going to South Carolina? We're going to South Carolina though, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, dude, I'm coming to South Carolina next year.
Bet.
I'm doing my book tour. I don't know when. I don't know exactly. Pay attention to my Facebook or whatever. You'll see the date. But are you in Charleston? Where are you?
I'm close to Charleston. So like Charleston is like basically an hour away from me. I'm kind of like an intersection like Myrtle Beach and Charleston.
Okay. So remind me when it's coming up. Say, hey, Evan, I want to figure something out to do something in person. I'm the guy who had Tourette's. And we didn't talk about it.
We didn't talk about it. I'm going to record it. I'm going to send you a video message on Instagram and send it to you so we could schedule and do that. Because that would be super sick, man. I would love that.
But now, and then forget about me. This is what you do with every guest.
Thank you, man. Yeah, thank you so much.
Like, that's how you lead with every episode. And then you get unique stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because you would have had a unique interview that nobody else would have got.
Yeah, that would have been so... Thank you, man. That actually means a lot. And, you know, kind of brought so much attention to me as well.
Yeah, so now apply that model for every future guest. One, you only bring people on that you love and want to mess with. Two, you do the intro and tell them why you love them. And then three, you make it selfish about you, that you are asking questions that you want the answers to. And then your audience gains from that.
Awesome. Sounds good. I'll definitely do that. You know, keep that in mind as well, too. I have this recorded, so I'm definitely going to keep replaying this over and over just to make sure about
this
as well.
This is your whole podcast.
I'm posting this. I'm posting this. Yeah, I'm posting all of this as well.
Good. Awesome, dude. Love it.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you so much. I'm going to let you get going because I know you have to go, but definitely stay in touch and we'll talk soon.
Take care, man. Appreciate you.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.